Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let me take this opportunity to present the host with the most. They call him Coach Doc and the Love Guru. Without further ado, present to some, introduce to others, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the owner and operator of WBSW Radio. Dr. Lowe, make it do what it do. I just said earlier, I'm Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. The introduction was there, and I just wanted to come and share with you an opportunity to get our show started up tonight. Our hosts have not joined us at our host. Ms. Lisa Levine has not joined us at this point, but we're going to make this show happen. That's the good part about having people that are remote. Sometimes things happen, but they also try to make a contact and say they might be a minute too late. So that's for me being here in the studio. I'm going to make it do what it do. So I'm really excited. This is Tell the Truth Prime Time. And truly, you ask, why should I take time, Dr. Smith, to listen to or watch you on this, as well as Lisa Levine? It's an opportunity truly to focus on today's life challenges. On each one of our shows, we focus on the challenges of the world, challenges that are in your life, challenges in your home. And more or less, we do it block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, house by house. We're at a grassroots opportunity to talk about it. And I'm looking now, about to admit our host in as soon as I can get this to do what it's supposed to do. She's in the waiting room, and I'm trying to get her on here. So hopefully she'll be able to join us in a minute. Let me see. Do we have her? And we're still waiting on it. We're not going to give up. I'm going to see, can I get her to come up like it's supposed to? Sometimes this is how things happen. So why are we doing that? Oh, that shit go. We're so glad to see her. We truly with a smile on her face. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us. I had gotten the show started.
And recording in progress.
I'm going to say it. The show started. Some people say that's not correct English, but you know, tonight we're going to make it do what it is. It is exciting to come before you on Tell the Truth Prime Time. As I said earlier, we focus on today's life issues. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, your location, then you get a chance to chat with the host, with the most, Lisa Levine, along with myself. And I'm really excited to be sitting in the chair with her because she do an awesome job. And I know last week she was dealing with a few challenges here and there, but you know what? She's inspiring. She's a strong, real person, and she worked her way through it. And she's ready to get back at it and grind tonight. As we talk about the call-in number, let's talk about the web link. If you want to check us out, the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. If you want to email the show, you can go to lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. We're also, you can check us out on Twitter by connecting on Twitter by tweeting the show. You can tweet the show at Lisa Farrell 24, at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma _ with the number 10, and at Lorenza D. Smith 15. On Instagram, see, we're excited about having several opportunities to check us out. You can check us out on President Doctor Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, along with Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, and broadcasting. We have one device tonight, actually broadcasting, but you can always go check us out on each one of those links. We have Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We want to say we are partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Everybody see by. You see, I'm lit up tonight. I got it all on, all the blue and white you can ask for, with a little black on top right there. That's Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Also, at Lisa F. Living, LCSW, licensed clinical social worker. So we're so glad to have her here. She's, and I will introduce her in a minute, but I want to make sure you all understand that we're trying to get all this information out before we get started with the show. We're on Zoom, so you can actually see her in the background on the stream, because I've been working hard to get a way they can operate. Sometimes we have some glitches, but we're able to do it. So on Facebook, you ought to be able to see it, as well as Instagram. It's real pretty on Instagram. So for those individuals, I'm going to give them a shout out. So on Instagram, you definitely can see it, and I'm going to have to work with my camera on Facebook, but I'm going to make it work. I'm going to make it do what it can do and what it will do. And sometimes it just won't do it, but we're going to keep working at it. Also, we want to give you a notice in regards to our On Demand episodes. They are aired on Facebook. And Facebook is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and that's Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. So I'm real excited about that. I got caught up looking at something right then. And also, we have Facebook.com/Lisa Farrell. So we're on tonight. We're on here trying to make it do exactly what it needs to be done, because we want to get the word out on our title, Healing from Trauma. We talked about the impact of trauma. Tonight we're going to talk about healing from trauma. I also want to share with you that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 38 countries. So we're really excited and truly ecstatic about being heard globally. Individuals checked out. We're looking at our data and our statistical sheet, and it was talking about how numbers are increasing in those countries like Poland, South Korea, Canada, as well as many other out of the 38. The numbers are increasing tremendously. I mean, more listeners is checking us out on some form, whether it's on Blog Talk Radio or whatever form where they're connecting from all over the world. Also, we want to share with you that we're going to be giving away a trip, wrapping off a trip to Orlando on Thursday night, which is tomorrow night, during the Love Cafe. And along with that, we'll be giving away a voucher, which is a food voucher where you're able to go to a restaurant. The value of the voucher is up to $300. And what it's going to allow you to do, once you register and activate it, you get, if you buy a meal, it might take $10 off, might take, give you $100 off. We don't know exactly, but it's going to be available for you to check out. When I say we don't know, it's depending on what you're spending. It's up to $300. That's the value of it. So if you go there and buy a meal for $200 and some, then it might take $100 off. So truly, we want you to make sure you register. And this is how we want you to register for BSW Radio giveaway. We need your name along with a means of transaction. There are four that connects with us. Cash App, along with PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. It's important that you send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Again, that's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So we're truly to the point that we want to go back and share with everyone. This is just a start on tomorrow night, because we're pushing, because as I talk with my sponsors, I'll give them a shout out. We have, they're willing to give, at right now, about 10 trips this year. And They're going to donate the trips, and we are raffling the trips off. We have from Las Vegas, because I know someone shared about Las Vegas. I know that person talked about Las Vegas, Lisa. She talked about Las Vegas, and I worked on it so she could get that trip to Las Vegas. I talked with him about that. Then we also have a trip to New Orleans. We're going to have, that's the hotel stay. We take care of the hotel stay. That's the only thing we take care of now. Then we also talk about going back to Cancun, Mexico. We talked about the Grand Canyon, taking a visit to the Grand Canyon. We also talk about traveling in Europe as well. There are several places he's able to do it, as well as the Middle East. So, we've been working now. We just haven't been playing around because we haven't given out a trip as of this since January. We've been working with our sponsors. And that's one of them is TriStat LLC, a consulting firm that meets your needs, whether you're a government agency, whether you're a nonprofit organization, or you're a business. They'll work with you to train your managerial staff, your leadership staff. They'll also get a chance. They have a group that looks at grants. They don't help you write grants, but they may look at it and see what you need to add to it, what you need to take away from it. That's something they do as well. And you can call Mr. William Scott, 334-320-5438. So we're going to give a shout out to TriStat LLC, also to L&A Lawn Service, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. That's Mr. Tony Storworth. That's 334-300-7401, 334-300-7401. So give them a call if you're in Alabama or even if you're not, because TriStat, he has offices in Selma and Montgomery. That's Mr. William Scott, but he will work with you no matter where you are. Call the number to call and connect with him is 334-320-5438. So I'm speaking up because opportunity. They share, give me an opportunity to work with Mary now and then. So I, you know, offer my little small expertise I have in regards to grant writing and operation and managerial and leadership skills training. You know, I want to be all about helping individuals to be successful. All right, let's get to introducing our host with the most. Before we do that, our title is Healing from Trauma. I mentioned that previously. And I wanted you to think about it. Healing from trauma.
This is a great topic.
Yeah. And amazing. We had a show last night, and we was talking about certain things, about elevating your relationship to the next step. That was the title of the show last night. On Dr. Lowe's show. I got a little thunder going on behind me. And we talked about one of the individuals who was on Facebook that was live with us, and they were just typing in their comments, is a young lady who's with a team of counselors and therapists in Atlanta. And they have conferences throughout the month. One weekend it might be her, and that's her name on his Trailblazer, Kaminko. She's a member of Theta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She has in a weekend. She has three other counselors. So they take a weekend each month, and they lead the conference. So they're doing that. And the first thing she said when we were talking about elevating your relationship, and we were talking about how some people are not willing to be committed, it was first thing she said, trauma. Too many people forget about trauma, whether it was through childhood, or whether something happened when recent, it is something that affects you to be effective in your relationship. It hurts your relationship. So we're going to talk so much about healing from trauma, because in the last show, we talked about the impact. This young lady who's the host of the most, it's a true pleasure to introduce her. She hails from the great state of Ohio. As far as you can get up on north, before you go over into Canada. She's from Cleveland, Ohio, and decide to take the long travel of 12 to 14 to 15 to 22 hours and move down to the southern peninsula of Florida, down in South Florida. She's a licensed clinical social worker, as well as owning a yoga studio. And she was doing some pet sitting as well. She's opening up her ideals and herself for success. And she's very, very devoted to what she's doing. So without further ado, I call her the host with the most. My friend, my companion throughout our network, none other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
Hey, Dr. Lo, how are you?
Oh, feeling great. I'm in power tonight. I'm all in this bloom. I'm lighting the stream up. So you know I'm trying to make it do what it do. All right. It's good to have you, Lisa. And I'm so excited about the opportunity that we have tonight, because we're going to talk about a follow-up on the previous time we was on, the previous show, in regards to Tell the Truth, Prime Time, was the impact of trauma. And we talked about what is trauma and what type of impact, what type of trauma you encounter. We want to truly talk tonight about healing from traumas. And before we can do that, Lisa, we have to be able to identify what type of trauma we're going through. And a lot of times we are not able to do that. Before I let you jump in, Lisa, I want to give a shout out to, this is Zeta Phi Beta underscore LGR, I'm sorry, LGZ. Give a shout out to ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And also, we have several people that's tuning in, but I don't see them. They're viewing, but I can't see their names on Facebook. We have several on our network, which is our radio station broadcasting stream. I see numbers, and I don't see it in them. So we wanted to give them a shout out and ask individuals to add themselves to it. We want to make sure we give that out. All right, Lisa, let's kind of get started on healing from trauma. Just taking that little broad topic and talking about it.
You want me to talk about childhood or give a definition? I do not like to read that definition. When a child experiences an intense event that threatens or causes harm to his or her emotional and physical and psychological well-being. There's different types of trauma, natural disasters, sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, school shootings, divorce, medical issues, kids with cancer. It's a wide range of neglect, death or loss of a parent, loss of a sibling. I mean, I can go on and on. You know, I work mainly in a traumatized area in Portland, which holds a special place in my heart for a lot of reasons. I'm very dedicated to my school and trying to help, because there's been a lot of trauma. And I keep repeating, anyone who tells me they haven't been through trauma, I don't believe them, because we've all experienced it. And we all process it differently. When you're a child and you're trying to process trauma, it can be very difficult. And I noticed this year has been extremely rough year in the schools. Feedback I'm getting, teachers, God bless the teachers. I just want to jump in and say thank you to all the schools we're at, and the teachers and the aftercare counselors. Everybody's trying to do their best. And I know everybody's suffering through something. And I know these kids are really, it's really hard because for 3 years now, we're all trying to reacclimate, and it's been really difficult. And one thing I want to say, because this gets on my skin, I'm sorry, you can't tell a child or an adult how to feel about a traumatic experience. You cannot tell a child or an adult how to overcome. You cannot tell them, oh, that's in the past, forget about it. That would be true. You have to know what to say in order to help. And I'm sorry, my voice is still not the best yet. But there's different ways of communicating and providing support, you know, to children and to, you know, it's really hard. When I see kids acting out, it's because they're trying to tell us something. And you should never yell at a kid when they're acting out. You need to get at their eye level. You need to see what's going on. And, you know, you could put three kids in a family. Let's say as an example, there's a divorce. Each child in that family is going to process it differently. And at each age, they're going to process it differently. And it's so important that you handle it accordingly or as best your ability. And if you're not able to, because dismissing somebody, I will tell you this, you will create more trauma when you dismiss a child. And it makes them feel bad, like that their feelings are not warranted and that they're not valued and they're not validated and they're not being accepted. And I just listed several, you know, I pulled up several different things, even a force injury, having an injury, getting into a fight with a kid or all these lockdowns these poor children go on, these are all traumatic. So it's very important to keep in mind what is a trauma, and that's made the lightning warning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've had thunder, we've had storms here, but you know, that's another trauma. We had a flood here a couple weeks ago. People are homeless right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, and they don't have places to live. They lost all their belongings.
Mm.
Natural disaster. Very sad. But yeah, that's me. Those are different types of trauma. And I named the three main ones, emotional, psychological, physical. And the ones that are the hardest to overcome is the emotional, sexual. The easiest one probably to manage better is physical, but emotional and psychological, when you keep putting somebody down and saying terrible things to them, it's really hard, especially for children, you know.
Wow.
So there, I'm giving you what my thoughts are, and I looked it up, and I read you guys' definitions.
I tell you, Lisa, I really appreciate that, because you pointed out several points that I want to kind of touch on. One of the things you said, people try to put a time frame on how long you were healing process. One of the things I experienced myself many years ago, probably about 10 years ago, in a relationship, and the individual that I was in a relationship with kept talking about, okay, you need counseling, but you need to, in a couple months, you ought to be all right to go through, you know, what their goal was in a relationship. Because my goal was to be healthy. My goal was to be able to put myself in a situation so I could be the best version of myself. So a lot of times people get caught up thinking because you went through something and it was traumatic, you should get over it. It is not easy like people think. And you know what? It shouldn't be easy. If something, because, you know, that when we encounter things, it goes to that memory bank, and it becomes something that clicks in a mechanism when something triggered it. Too many times we don't realize that if we don't address things. I said on the show last night, but I said previously, Lisa, there's an article in the American Psychological Association Journal last month in regards to what our supporting boys in school. And it was talking specifically like by black boys and African-American young men. And say the main two, if you want to say one of them being a emotion and eventually the other one you can tie the same way, that our boys encounter more so. And if we have any kind of technical difficulty, it is beginning to rain pretty hard here as well and thunder.
Oh, but,
you know, sometimes the internet goes in and out. Just maintain, hold on with us. We're going to do the best we can. Right now, we're in gravy train area right now. And the two things they mentioned, one of them, true enough, we know it is emotion. And then the other one is a result of what had happened is our boys encounter, especially our black boys, the ideal of fear. And someone said, what are you talking about fear? Fear is fear that you've been identified as a troublemaker. Fear that you're going to be identified that you need to be ADHD. Fear is you being suspended when others are not. That's the fear that goes through our boys while they're in school. And another thing was anxiety. See, people don't realize those who, and this is from the APA Journal, saying that these two are the ones, not only about boys encountering more, they say if not corrected, if they're not receiving the help that we're talking about, the healing process, they're going to carry into adulthood. So it's a lot of men walking out here in the world, even though they may be successful, but they're carrying that trauma of fear and anxiety. And I shared my story a little bit when we was talking about trauma. And I think that, you know, in regards to being growing up and being sometimes even walking home from school, being threatened that something, you have to run all the way home and seeing that it was during the time of the beginning of integration. So some of you may not realize that because you have to experience. But I'm just trying to share. And it's amazing. The other day I thought about that. Or either I was asleep and I was dreaming about coming home from school when I was 11 years old, 12 years old, being a truck pull up with a bunch of young men on there, jumped off, and here I'm running trying to get home. That was the route, and that's what we did a majority of the time coming home from school in middle school or junior high. So that then what it's amazing. I'm at a ripe old age now when I'm getting a little of that SS, and I'm still dreaming and encountering that. It's crossing my mind because that happened almost 50-some years ago. So the trauma, and everybody said, well, and what are you doing to do it? I have no problem. I let you all know that I do counseling twice a month. I have no problem. Because all of this trying to make me a better version of myself. So, Lisa, when we talking about childhood, you know, a lot of people don't even realize that there are some steps to help those children overcome their trauma. But it has to be addressed, because I gave an example just then of what boys and black boys fear and anxiety. And if you don't address it, take some steps to help them, they're going to carry into manhood. In manhood, they're not the fully productive person they could be because of something happened to them in school now as a child.
Well, also, I want to jump in because, you know, I worked for the state for 6 years. You know, I did abuse investigation. And then I worked with high-risk kids in foster care for 3 years, predominantly minority boys. For whatever reason, I had more boys that I worked with than African-American boys. And, you know, I remember I used to say to the kids, and I can see it so clearly, if you're playing out in the street and the police stop you, do not run, do not be disrespectful. If they're asking, this is actually they're looking for somebody. And they ask my kids, this is a tough. I say, you tell them, officer, I don't know. Keep your hands, you know, where they can see them. And I say, just say, you really need to talk to somebody at home, whether it was grandma, their mom, their dad. That's one thing that stuck out to me. And I used to ingrain that in my voice. And a lot of them were in the system, unfortunately. And a lot of them had such talent and such skills. But the biggest issue was lack of services, of good services, lack of health care. And we're seeing it now. I don't care what anybody says. There is a difference in services and what was being provided. And I know with the kids, you know, is Medicaid. I'm not talking down on Medicaid, but, you know, Medicaid doesn't cover a lot, Dr.
Nope.
Lowe.
Nope.
And even now it doesn't. And so, I mean, I always took my kids, I always say my kids, I took them to their appointments. I was one of those workers that kept clothing and toys in my trunk. God bless my dad and his partner because they give me, they used to get like t-shirts and hats, you know, with their business, you know, as giveaway. They would give me stuff so that if I had to remove a kid, I didn't want them going to start crying. I didn't want them going to a foster home or with a relative without something in their hands, or I would take them to a store because nobody has any idea of what type of trauma that is. And I remember I did an intense, like, 10-day trauma training when I came down here. And one activity we had to do was if we were removed from our parents and we had a picture of a suitcase, what would you put in that suitcase? And you had to sit there and think about it. What would you put in that suitcase? And the first thing I remember clearly, pictures. These kids want pictures. And I remember, and my family yelled at me, I'm always wanting to take pictures. That's okay. But pictures, like, so they can have a memory of their family. I made memory books for them. But I don't think people understand that people are placed in situations that they're not asked to be in.
Yes.
And then we try to do what we can to help. And, you know, I've dedicated my life to helping, and that particular population is what I work with now. You know, my private practice is mainly Black males. That's something I'm very passionate about. And even when I was working back in Cleveland, or even when I moved here, you know, I always had difficult kids, white or Black, but the trauma that these kids experience, it still goes on today.
Exactly.
And until we can get appropriate services, and I say this all the time, and if you look at my pictures, who my best yoga students are.
Yes.
My African-American boys,
yeah.
They are
yeah.
the best. They meditate. They get at home. I teach them the meanings behind it, mindfulness, how to self-control, self-regulate. And they're so receptive. And there's a couple of my boys that I, you know, they're like a practice at home or I was doing before a test.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, yeah, they're all flexible and girls are more. But the boys, it's just amazing some of the things I see in the leadership roles. And I make them teachers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they feel like honored. And I become, you know, involved with the parents. I send them pictures so they know what their child is doing. And that their child is doing good. And that's the message we need to send. Yoga is a healing modality. Mindfulness, tapping, using these two things, this all the time. Now I'm doing sound bowl therapy with the kids. They're so receptive to it. And if we don't guide, assist, validate, if you dismiss a kid, I'm telling you, and I hope you're saying it, you will re-traumatize them, and they will feel so bad about themselves.
Exactly.
And they will feel unloved, and nobody wants to feel that way.
Exactly. And see, that's what we have to focus on. And I always say I'm a child advocate because I've been in education now,
yes,
I'm going to count 41 years. And everybody says, wow, you've been in a long time. I've seen a lot of things. I've been through a lot. So I'm always an advocate for a child because I said as an adult, You can pack up and go anytime you want to, but the children can't. Do not traumatize our children. So leave them in situations, then dart and get out and hope somebody else heal them. It's important that we really, really look at it. But I want to give a shout out to some individuals that are joining us, Lisa, and I have to do this. That's S. Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol Davis, joining us, along with Yvette Smith. That's my youngest sister, my logical young sister, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. For a shout out, Kimberly Connors, that's joining us. Thank you, Kimberly, for taking time. She took her hand and waved. So thank you, Kimberly, for taking time to be a part of this. And I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, and this will give us a chance to water down a little bit, and I'll promo for one of our sponsors, Mary Ruth Restaurant. Good time, act like it, I don't want to play.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Thank you so much. That's promo by Mary Ruth Restaurant, one of our sponsors. Thank you so much. The owners, co-owners, that's Marvin and Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. Thank you all for being and considering us where we can run the promo. Matter of fact, if you're traveling through Alabama, going down to the beach, because people come, especially spring break is still upon a lot of us, heading down to Fort Walton, a destination. You have to go down 65. If you're coming from Chicago or anywhere, north, even coming from Cleveland, you come 71, go to Louisville, cross over to 65, and you come down, you will see a big billboard to Mary Ruth Restaurant. Some awesome southern food. I have to give that shout out because I've been there several times. And we're also working with them in several promotions where when you come through, we're going to be giving them some gift cards and vouchers to give to you as well. So I'm telling you, we want to give back to the community, not through our interactive part of this, but also through the vouchers, the gas vouchers. We're going to get that back rolling up where we're going to gas somebody's car up. We know you get ready to go on a vacation. We're going to be able to gas your car up. We want to make sure we can have a trip for you. And if you can win the trip, I have one of the winners on there. We're still working on getting her straight on hers. That's Carol Davis. We're still working to make sure that's falling in line. We're going to give a shout out again to, and there's several things I see. Kimberly is typing in. Thank you so much, Lisa, for having that. Thank you. Thank you for joining us as well. And each and every one of y'all. When we're talking about trauma, we're going to get back to the title, which is healing from trauma. One of the things we had to keep in, because see, I can tell people I have stories. I have a lot of stories. People just, they don't think because they see you walking upright, see you with your shoulders up. Your head up high that you never experienced things. I experienced a lot of things in regard, especially coming from when my first few years of schools in segregation in Alabama. So you can imagine how that was, because you had heard stories, to going into integration. So I can talk about other stories as well, but I won't spend the talking point tonight about me. It's all about healing. See, one of the key things I can say that you need to focus on is you need to find out the right steps to help. If you have a child that's been through childhood trauma so they can overcome, and Lisa shared some with you, but we're going to touch on a list of them because they're important. Because people have to realize the first thing you have to do is recognize the trauma. That's the problem with people. They don't want to recognize as a child, now as an adult, that childhood experience was traumatic. And they're still carrying that trauma, as I said in the article, into adulthood. And sometimes, even in I'll use relationships. I'll be talking about relationships all the time. This is our faith. If you're having a toxic relationship with yourself, you're going to have a toxic relationship with anybody you encounter. And that comes from trauma through previous relationships or skills that you developed that was not positive that you're carrying with you and you never heal from it. But you have to take time and recognize there's certain experience that are considered to be traumatic experience. Recognize it. Be patient with yourself. See, people make a mistake. They want to rush. I even shared my experience. It's not going to take long. You don't know how long it's going to take. And there never should be a time value on it. Because the reason why, because you can think you heal, stop your counseling, a therapist, I mean a therapist, and you can do like they said, as an alcoholic, a drug, you can do what? You
can use alcohol. That's really great ways to cope and be sarcastic.
And you fall back to the way you were. Exactly. So people have to realize, be patient with your healing process. Even a relationship, be patient. If you have poor relationship skills, be patient in finding out who you are and whom you are. Once you know who you are and address your self-worth, then you can bring a better product, because we are products, to the relationship. That's something we need to make sure. Reach out for help. See,
I wanted to see something, Dr. Lowe, I'm going to. It's something that stuck out to me because, you know, I always talk about self-love. You got to love you and be comfortable with you and go through your processes. But I found this when I was doing a little research. Can trauma affect your ability to love? Now, this love is one of the most elemental of emotions. It is a building block of some of our deepest relationships and a component in many of our happiest days. Yet the ability, the important part, to freely give and receive love is a fragile skill. Its traumatic experiences can all too easily dent or damage. And I will put this in the post because it stuck out to me when I was reading. Anytime you send me the format, I go and I read more. So I can add more what I need to know. And I learned from you. I learned from other people. But it's true. This is a truth. It can damage. And it can damage other relationships. And if somebody is going to argue with you, dismiss you, like if you're in a relationship, and I think it's okay at some point. And I've learned to be very transparent. Very transparent, because if I can help people, I want to help them. You know, we should all, if we're comfortable, share things. But if you are not willing to accept what the person is going through, then you shouldn't be with that person. And the other bit of advice I'm going to give, friendship. If your friend dismiss you, oh, get over it. Get over it. That's in the past. That's not that. You'll wait till they go through it. Because I've had that happen now. You know, I'm very open about my car accident and being anti-Semitic and racial stuff and, you know, having a gun pulled on me for no reason, you know. I'm okay with it. It happened. But when people were telling me, oh, it's over, I felt bad. Because I still have an injury.
That's right.
Because I didn't like what I saw. And you can't tell me I can't be upset, especially when I saw a black male run down the road out of fear after being threatened with his life by a police officer. That will always be in my head. And I am not going to apologize for it when it comes up. I'm trying to deal with it differently. I'm getting better at it each day, but we all go through things. And if you dismiss someone, I've had people dismiss me. And you know what they always say? Well, you look okay. So I try to smile and breathe. I always say, smile and breathe, you know, because no matter what's going on, you have to be supportive. And I know even my kids, last week, for example, Tuesday, my kids tell me they were on a lockdown Monday. It was some kind of drill. And my boys, my fifth grade boys, they said, can we stay with you? And I was kind of surprised because they're fifth grade. And I said, yeah. And I said, let's go on. You know, yeah, you can stay with me. And then they started talking about what happened. And I validated their feelings because I teach the kids, your feelings are never wrong. You should always express. You find somebody at home. You go to school. If you're not comfortable, you come to me. I will find you somebody. But it's interesting when I talk with the boys. And one boy was just like, you know what? I was on lockdown during, you know, the Parkland situation. And he said, Missy Bet, my mentor, Missy Bet this, Missy, you know. He said, Missy Bet kept 250 of us safe that day. And he remembered it so vividly. But that lockdown brought up from 2018. I let him talk about it. I gave him a hug. You know, I asked him, can I hug you? That's another thing, guys. Always, whenever I go to touch on a kid, you ask. You don't know what kind of traumas people have been through.
Yes.
And I said, hey, I give you a hug. And he said, yes, Mrs. I need a hug. That's how you handle things. And other, while I have it in my brain, what do you know about the situation? What were you told? What are your feelings on it? Do we need to go and talk to somebody at the school? Do we need to let your parents know? You cannot dismiss, and under no circumstance, and I had to delete a couple of these girls off my Facebook. They thought it would be acceptable. You know, there's school shootings that happen. They think it's acceptable to bring it up in a classroom. You never do that. Because you don't know what the parents have told their kids, and the kids might not know about it. And you create so much damage. So I'm just giving you guys some helpful tips on what to do or what not to do. It's just suggestions. You don't have to do it. But kids need to feel heard, but you can't overtell them. You be honest at an age-appropriate level.
Awesome.
Telling a preschooler that there was a shooting, I don't know what this one girl was thinking. I had to delete her, Dr. Moe, to be honest, because I just felt like that was so inappropriate to do to a child.
And see, that's what we have to realize. So when we're talking about overcoming childhood trauma, again, if you don't address it in some form, it becomes adult trauma. And we want to continue to say that. And we were just sharing some things. And Lisa said something earlier I just want to go back to when she said that the easiest trauma to get over is physical trauma. People don't realize that because, and let's be honest, when you're dealing with an emotional and mental part of our well-being, and when it's being trauma, it is hard to get over. It takes time to get over. Some people even say, and even in, I'm going to use a little time in relation, they holler about, you know, always, you know, there's a situation, there's domestic violence, and there's a physical. Some of them say, I can take the physical part more, I can accept the emotional, because the emotional part is sticky. Let me give a shout out, and I'm going to come back to that. Give a shout out to Husband Father Sigma. This is what he has on his page. And he said, Mob for Life, which is, you know, dealing with the fraternity. And he had a note, Lisa. He said, friends don't dismiss you. Understand your real friends celebrate you. And that's another thing. We had a topic about that when we said, make sure the people you call your friend truly is celebrating you instead of celebrating you in front of you, but going out around the corner and talking about you. And that was one of the things that most, if they're truly a friend, you can understand that they're there excited for you and your well-being. And even with trauma, your friends are there to support you through the process. And that's why children, we have to make sure we have to be get them to reach out for help. Make sure they can reach out for help. If they're going to overcome, ask them to acknowledge and recognize the trauma for what it is. Not what you say. They got to recognize the trauma and acknowledge the trauma for what it is. Reclaim control. See, people don't realize you have to reclaim control, because in any situation, relationships, whether it's friends, family, romantic, if you're in a situation that is traumatic or have been in one previously, a traumatic situation, you got to reclaim control, because you control your time and your energy, whether you want to put yourself in that situation. So children have a problem doing this, but that's why we need to not talk about this thing about it's not good to go see counselors in our community and in our culture. We can't make it a stigma. We got to make it available, because we have been through a natural disaster in 2020. We probably won't experience it again, because some of us won't be around. Maybe the children that are in the age of the 4 or 5 might, because you're talking about 50, 60, 70 years from now. Whereas a lot of us as adults, we won't. Now, the idea is, are we going to able to really take time and heal from it? See, everybody in such a rush to get back to how it was in 2000.
Not going. It's not. And I'll tell you something. I was talking with my kids. I do check-ins now. I do check-ins before all my classes. How are we doing? Scale of 1 to 10. And you know what? I have to say, the kids are really good. They'll say, it was kind of a 5-ish day. And then we talk about anxiety or stress, you know, I kind of let them pick topics. And one kid stood up and he said, I'm so scared of COVID. I'm so scared we're all going to die. I mean, and, you know, I let him talk, and then I kind of said, you know, I kind of whispered to him, let's you and I talk about this after class. I can see that you're really upset about it. So I just didn't want it to go through the whole group. But there are children that are still saying fear, it's a fear. And people think it's just going to go away. It's really not. I mean, I know people that still won't leave the house. I see people at the beach with masks on. I'm not judging anybody. I feel bad for people that are feeling like this. But they're traumatized. This is a total trauma. And the other thing, we were told, don't touch. Don't hug. Don't talk. Don't stand close. And now we're all doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And social media. And I think, you know, I'm looking at everything I'm naming is traumatic. I think social media has become a trauma for a lot of people.
Oh, it is.
And the last thing I do on this earth, I will get TikTok banned. Because I don't like TikTok. And everyone knows. The stuff, the sexual, the violence, you are re-traumatizing these children by posting and promoting an anime. I just found, have you heard of anime?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know, heard of it, but yeah. They're telling me sex, violence, women, and that's traumatic too, because you're exposing these kids to take it out on people.
Exactly.
And don't take it on the kids.
Exactly.
And I always tell the kids that if there's something that's going on, I say both of you are going to do something together. You're going to clean my mask together.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to recenter my mask.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pick the what we're going to do for the next class together. you have to work together. And I think we're a very disconnected society.
Exactly.
I just feel like divided, and we have to become unified. And I'm not going to say politics and news and this. Everybody's arguing over things that to me are meaningless. You need to be worrying about mental health and financial and economic status.
Exactly.
And social interaction. Enough with all this other stuff. That should be on the back burner.
And that's awesome. That's awesome. You hit everything on the head, Lisa. I want to give a shout out to Boy Dot Boston joining us. Thank you so much. And that's B-O-I, Boy Dot Boston. To give him a shout out. And husband, father, Sigma wrote in, our children are and have lived through trauma we cannot fully understand. We need to be empathetic along with supportive. This is such an important discussion, Pratt. That's what he said. Thank you for hosting this. So, Lisa, what you're doing, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. Everyone see that we need to talk more about this and not try to move so fast to get back to how we was in 2019. We are 4 years removed from 2019. And during that, we went through that natural disaster. Families been uprooted, changed. A lot of things have happened. We have other catastrophes and disasters besides COVID-19. We had tornadoes, hurricanes, and we'll get it. And Lisa knows she'll share, because there's one thing I found out when I moved to South Florida. Starting June 1st down to December 31st, you expect to experience hurricane season in South Florida. And people don't realize that. She's talking about flooding now. That happened. You have to literally, you know, first I ever had to just pack up everything that I could, that I needed to deal so I could be gone for a week or two to move up north. And I end up back in Montgomery, Alabama to spend my time. And people came all the way from South Florida, was staying over at the university athletic complex. They made it a safe haven for people. So that's traumatic, because you got to uproot from your home and do that. So we have to make sure we understand that we're being affected so many ways. So that's why we have to seek support and make sure we don't isolate ourselves. See, people got a habit of isolating, and that's what the pandemic did. Isolated us so we could not be around other individuals, because as a human, it's our nature to be around other people, and especially our children. We don't even realize, and people still talking about we can catch up, we can catch up, we can catch up. I tell you, the truth of the matter, we still going to have to continue to work. Matter of fact, husband, father, Sigma is asking to request to come live, and I'll give him an opportunity to come live and share some things. He's going to be on Instagram. If he join us, he'll be on Instagram. Okay.
You can Dr. Love, before he... I want to say one of my schools, Eagle Ridge.
Okay.
Eagle Ridge is on there every Thursday. And what we're doing right now, and I'll try to video it tomorrow, they Zoom me for 20 minutes. I'm going in. They're Zooming me. And they Zoom me through the whole school. I'm giving techniques, strategies. I'm giving teachers things to do. Last week, we talked about coping skills. We did partner coaching to reconnect children. On Friday, God bless her heart, Miss Lopez, she's a guidance counselor. She's doing Zumba with the kids.
We are trying to
channel their energy and their emotions and bring a sense of peace and calmness. So I will keep you posted on that.
Awesome, awesome. And Lisa, let it go.
Thank you so much for that. That is dynamic. What I love most about what you're saying is how much you're talking about listening to the children.
Exactly.
You're not just giving them coping skills.
I listen.
Putting an assessment what space they're in.
Awesome.
I got to be honest with you. So many of us are easy to dismiss because we come from spaces of trauma ourselves. I grew up in the Bay Area in the 80s, man. I've seen crack and drugs and family. wasn't a real thing in my reality, but I had the fear of being in the classroom and being in a space. I looked at a classroom or a library as the space.
Yep.
They don't have that.
No, now
we
different.
From that from him, from them.
Exactly.
And from my perspective, if we can't create those spaces for them, we have to give them the power to endure.
Yeah.
We have to give them the strength and the power.
And I think, and I want to.
And what you're doing, what I'm hearing from you, is giving them coping mechanisms, a degree of understanding, and skills that are sustainable for a life. So I just want to offer my thanks to you. I was not invited on this guest, but I did not want to jump on, but I was so intrigued when I heard this discussion. Here in Dallas, we're hosting a panel on mental health for Mental Health Awareness Month, and when I saw this, it just seemed so timely. This discussion is so prudent for our community. So I just want to thank you for hosting this very much.
Thank you, brother, so much. Thank you so
much. Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Check out my Katie's Kid Yoga. It's on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm on Lisa Farah. You'll see the work I do with these kids. And I'm actually in the middle of writing up a curriculum. And because I just highly believe you're right. We don't listen. I always listen. Even if I'm running late, I stay with them after class. I come in early. And I give my time. I don't charge. I don't want to. In the summer, I plan on doing.
Can I pause you for a second? Can I just pause you for a second?
Yeah.
As a husband of an educator, as the child of an educator, as the grandson of an educator, I understand the sacrifice that you make each and every day. You're not fully compensated for the gift that you have, for the what you provide to our children. It is a thankless challenge, and it is a service to all of our communities. And I just want to thank you for that. Just know, while it's not fully appreciated by society, it's appreciated by us.
Yeah.
And Sigma, most of all, we appreciate education. We appreciate
yes, sir.
We have the importance of it, and we thank you for your sacrifice. So please be encouraged and keep up that good work.
All right. Thank you so much, husband, father, and Sigma out of Dallas, Texas. Go, Bob. He ordered up. We'll see you, brother. Thank you so much.
Right,
thank you so much. I tell you, man, it's awesome to have the representation on here because, see, Sigma focused on mental health. In a conference I was in 2 weeks ago, that was one of the things that we're, as a matter of fact, there's a broadcast on tomorrow night. That's why he was talking about it nationally through our organization. That's focused on dealing with trauma and dealing with mental aspects. So I'm going to give a plug to Phi Beta Sigma. One more thing I want to say about the organization. We want to take this opportunity to say rest in heaven. Our fraternity brother, Brother Harry Belafonte, who passed. So the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma want to make sure we let their family know that we're here to support. We are offering as an organization to one of our brothers who have transitioned now to what we call our Omega chapter. And he's well known going back to the 1927 when he was entered into this world. And from that point on where he worked hard to be an actor out of the state of New York and to become a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Corporate and to carry on with still with movies as an advocate for civil rights until the day he died. So we want to give a shout out to our fraternity brother. He transitioned on, so rest in heaven. That's Brother Harry Belafonte. We want to say that at least. So I do want to thank that brother also for joining us, husband, father, Sigma. So I like what he has on his title. He see, that's the thing about it. First, he's truly a husband. He's a father, and he has Sigma. Instead of some people would put Sigma in the front, he's letting everybody know that he's going to represent his family. He has a wife he truly loves, and he has no problem, and he's a father to his children. And we have to understand that. I want to give a shout out. He's out of Dallas, Texas. I'm going to let Brother Eddie Pratt know, or Pastor Eddie Pratt, that he can go in the DFW area over there, Dallas, Fort Worth. So we'll make sure we give a shout out to him. And we also had Blue Lady Bug, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Jordan. He had D. Axtilla. I'm an Axmatilla. You know, I got some names I got to work with. Joining us as well. Thank you so much. That's another joiner who's watching and listening. Thank you so much. Lisa, as we get ready to move forward, so we'll be here at 8:30, so we got time to sit down and talk about. If you have the time to talk, we'll talk. I see people are interested in hearing about how they can be helped, how they can go through a healing process, because one of the key things I want to go back to, Lisa, is, again, our title. The title is the healing from trauma. What people don't focus on so much on the word from trauma, focus on healing. Focus on accepting that you have been through trauma. That means recognizing your trauma, then acknowledging it for what it is. Some people won't do that. Then you got to take care of your health. People, you can go to, if you don't take care of yourself physically, it does not a whole lot for you mentally and emotionally, because you won't have the stamina to go and sit down in a session with anybody. So you have to make sure you take care of yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially. And we have to understand those are the things we have to do. That's what we have to do, make sure our children understand that so they can overcome in some frame of time. I can't say what time, but to be able to overcome, these are some steps to help overcome. And the last thing I want to say, Lisa, about overcoming childhood trauma or overcoming inner trauma, be patient with yourself. I want y'all to keep that in mind. Be patient with yourself. And that's saying that since you control your time and energy, you know it's going to take time to heal. Be patient. See, patience is a virtue. Y'all have heard that before. The most important thing when you're talking about in a relationship is you have to be patient. If that's what you want to, what I call a favorable outcome. Everything don't happen overnight, no matter if we got a remote, no matter if we got, right now we're doing Zoom, no matter if we're doing Facebook, we can touch buttons. You have to be patient. So we have to teach our children to be patient. And as Lisa talks about the great effort she's doing, our young people, to even be able to meditate and understand meditation, it requires patience. Meditation helps you be patient.
And grounded.
And give you...
And I'll tell you...
Yes.
I'll tell you something else that I do with them. It's this tapping technique, and I do it on myself. And I have videos, you know, I try to post so people can see. But the tapping technique, and Nick Ortner is amazing, you know, and he, I don't know if he's still doing it, but he's going to school. I have some of his videos saved. I'll try to post them. It's all about emotions and pressure points on like your head, mm-hmm. your hand. Now the kids will sit like this, and they even come into aftercare sometimes, like I need, or they'll tell their teacher, I need to do this, I need to breathe, and that's what I'm teaching them. Tune to your body. When your tummy hurts, your head hurts, usually it's anxiety.
Yes.
And sometimes I get sad because the kids will say, I waited all week until you came in to talk about it. I mean, I really encourage them. Journaling. I bought journals for kids. Some of them already have them. But I'm so big on self-expression. And I tell them, accept. And whenever we're doing this, now I'm trying to teach them the wording with it. Yeah, I'm feeling this anxiety. Yeah, I'm feeling scared. And that's okay. It's a temporary feeling. and I love and accept myself for who I am and what I'm feeling, and it's okay. And I think we're missing that component, and I really hone in on it with the kids. And what's interesting is now I'm seeing kids coping each other, mm-hmm. and I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Or we're with, let me stand, they'll say backup, we need backup.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll stand behind them and hold each other up. And then they'll say, yesterday, don't be scared, Miss Bruce has got you, I've got you.
Oh.
You know, we're trying, and if you don't want to do it, I say, you can try it, or you can watch, or we'll give you something else to do that you're comfortable with. You have to be at the level of where a child is at. And if you don't let them talk about it, and you don't give them these tools, I'm big on tapping, I'm big on yoga, I'm big on teaching them our thoughts lead to a feeling, which leads to the reaction or the behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Take a breath. I tell them the stop technique. Stop, think, breathe, observe, proceed with caution. That's like a big one.
Exactly.
Know if you're mad, it's okay. I mean, sometimes kids, just even when I'm talking about things in class, they start to get, you know, it'll bring up a memory. It'll bring something up for them. Or maybe something happened during the school day or something happened at home and it triggers something. And it's up to us to say, okay, what happened? What were you thinking? What did you see? What did you, where were you at when this happened? You know, there's ways of questioning children with making them feel accepted and loved. You don't ever want to make a kid feel bad. And sometimes they start crying because they're so stressed out from trying to catch up in school. You know, they feel behind or their friend isn't talking to, you know how kids are.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking to me today. They just included me. And the other issue I have is these group chat parents. Kids are inviting kids to things and then they just include other kids. It's traumatizing. It might not seem like it, but you're talking about having a lunch or a birthday party, but then you're just including two of the kids on a group text with 10 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or they wipe them out and start their own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are things we're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids will tell me they just included me. And they're flying. And, if I'm there and it's going on, I have them talk out. Talk about their feelings, and we just try to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, you're not going to like everybody, and that's okay, but you need to be respectful. Mm-hmm. And why, and I always say this too, you don't know what somebody's bringing into a room. You don't know. I have a little girl, two of them, they'll meditate for 30 minutes. One of them, her mom had lost a baby last year. And she would just come in the room, she'd go to the back, she'd sit on her mat, and she would just sit like, she wouldn't move, and she would breathe. That was her way of coping with what was going on at home.
Exactly.
It's so important to channel that. It might not be for everybody, but we would just watch her sometimes, and she would just be in the zone. Last week I had a kid, he's like, this is that I just need to lay down. He laid the whole I lay down about 20 minutes because I time it when I see them doing it like I watch the clock. Take what you need is what I tell them. If you're not going to do yoga, you need to meditate, you meditate. You want to, I encourage them. I bring in these mindful activities for them to do because sometimes they don't want to do yoga. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we have to channel and respect what their needs are. And I think that missing a lot of times, and I commend teachers because it's not an easy job right now, and there's a huge teacher shortage, and I think I wrote a post about it. If you keep abusing mental health and you keep abusing teachers, you're going to lose good people,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to walk out,
yep.
because we're supposed to be a team. Teachers, kids, parents. We're all supposed, or whoever's at home. I always say whoever's at home because I don't know who the kids are living with.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Whoever's at home. whoever you're living with at home, because they might not be with their mom and dad, or maybe something happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to watch what you're saying, how you're saying it. You don't know what to trigger. And I think lately people are being triggered.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly.
That's helpful, honey.
And I tell you, Lisa, you're on par. Thank you so much for sharing that information. I want to share this in essence to making sure we are able to heal from our trauma in a positive way. I'm going to share it and it just made acronyms out of it. And it says STAY. I'm going to start off with STAY, C, P, and P. Everybody, what's that? Stay calm, positive, and persistent. You have to understand that the tapping technique that Lisa already shared with you gets you to calm down, see, to the point where you'll understand that, okay, I'm upset and I need to calm down, so I might just be tapping on my, and everybody may be looking at you, but that to get your mind to refocus is almost like my 8-second drill. Is just take 8 seconds to think about, and the tapping allows you to kind of calm down and put yourself in a positive light. See, you always want to be seen on the positive side, not the negative side. Because the negative side might be because you're so upset, you want to sometimes physically attack others. Or you want to say things that hurt people's feelings. See, but you have to stay positive, knowing that if I allow my process to work, the healing process, I'm going to be successful, persistent. You know, it's staying on top of it. Don't give up. You know, it's amazing when you hear people, I've heard several talk shows and people say, it was talking about counseling. Have you been seeing some therapy or counseling? Oh, I was doing it a year ago, but I stopped doing it because I felt like I was all right. See, when you're going through a healing process, you can't really set a time frame on it. What you have to put in your mind that I have to be persistent about going to my session or doing my session on the virtuality. These are the kind of things that we want to be successful in healing in a positive way, because that's what we want to be able to do. We also want to be able to accept support. See, some people don't want to accept support. See, they have it in mind, if somebody know I'm going to a counseling session, somebody will think something wrong with me. Lisa said something that, at first, it kind of surprised me when I said this, when I heard you say this, that when I shared that I've been doing counseling for, you know, twice a month. I've been doing it for several years. I'm going to tell you now, even when I was in South Florida. And she said, that is unusual, especially out of black men. We don't want to say that we're doing counseling. But I want to also let you know my positive thought about doing it is, let me tell you that what if I'm positive, I want to be the best version of me. So I don't worry about what other people say. I don't care what they say. You're not going to put a time frame on it, because the healing process may take longer than I even imagine, but I'm persistent enough to stick with it. So stay calm, stay positive, and stay persistent, and you can heal. Yeah.
And you know who's somebody good to read up on is Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is amazing. He brought to light, and I'll never forget it, he was on Oprah. Tyler Perry was sexually abused, and if you read his story, he got men from all over to come out and, like, stand up and, you know, I was sexually abused. Mm-hmm. And just the way he handled it and impact, and I'm watching it, I remember I was crying when I was watching it because it was so powerful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when in the black community, you're right, because it's taboo. It's kept secret. It's not okay. And, you know, work a lot with Black males now. And, you know, it's been a very, very positive learning experience for me, because I'm seeing something that people feel ashamed or feel like alone, or they can't talk to people, or they can't talk to somebody at home or their family. Like, nobody understands some of the traumas they've been through. And, you know, me, they know, the people that work with me, you know, you need me, you call me or text me, or anxiety, or your a trigger comes up with PTSD, let's work through it. I want to help you work through it when it's going on. And I don't think people understand that. It's very difficult for a man in general, but it's to come out and say, I have a problem. You know how many guys I've had say to me, I didn't know what it was. I didn't trust. I didn't want to do it. You know, and it's something we need to break the silence on. I mean, I saw a trauma therapist, not right after my accident, but she did help me with some things. And then she encouraged me. I did some more training on it and on things to do. But, you know, when people say to me, oh, it happened almost 5 years, you should be done. Now I'm deleting that kind of people out of my space, because I would never dismiss somebody. That's not my nature. I was raised like that. And I'm always a very supportive person. And I think we're missing that. Please don't judge people. Don't judge people for where they're at. Don't judge them if they're struggling in relationships, if they're struggling as being a parent, if the kids are struggling. Don't judge people. That's the beauty of mindfulness, Dr. Lowe. It teaches us empathy, compassion, self-love for ourselves and for others. And that's, I'm very big on it. I incorporated it in with my therapy. And it's teaching people to be present while also, that's okay. And it just teaches you to stay focused and present and ground yourself and work through that uncomfortable emotion or trauma that you're feeling. Like, things trigger people.
Exactly.
And it's okay to not be okay. And I think, you know, I decided I don't want anyone around me that's not, you know, God bless Michelle. I'll tell you, Michelle, who worked for me, met me right after my accident. And I was not in a good space. Mm-hmm. And my medical biller, Robert, I adore both of them. And the other people, I don't want to name everybody. You guys have been very supportive. But right after, I'll tell you, Michelle just, she let me talk. She let me cry. She's always been by me. And I can't thank her enough from the bottom of my heart for being there for me, because I was so traumatized between accident, insurance, this, that, but she just listened, she let me talk. I mean, it's so important to have people like that around you that love you unconditionally and accept you. And if those people, I don't care how long you've known them, 20 years, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, to let it go and just keep people in that are healthy for you.
Exactly.
And that are gonna, you know, I talked to you and Dr. O about stuff.
Yes.
I mean, you know, God bless you for connecting us. It's okay to talk about things. I have a friend recently, something triggered her from like 6 years ago. I just listened and I listened, you know, didn't dismiss the feelings. You are where you're at. It came up. I'm going to listen to you while you let it out, because it's not, if you keep something in, it causes inflammation in your body.
Exactly.
Or anxiety. So please keep that in mind when people are going through something. Just be there for them and listen to them.
Exactly. And I tell you, Lisa, I appreciate you sharing that, because it's all important that we realize that when we're going through something, we talk about support. One of the key things is having support from your family and individuals you consider to fall in that category as friend and so on. You know, I'm going to say this recently, you know, even this morning, my wife sent me something, and I really appreciate that. Riosha Bush Smith, and I'm so happy that God blessed me for us to be in the same space and in the same place now, because she shared it with me. and always encouraging. She's always encouraging. My sisters are the same way. Dr. O, you know.
Dr. O is awesome.
You know, Jennifer and Wendy, she's online as well. My nephew, Tremaine, my brothers, and all of my family. But on top of that, my two frat brothers, they're my line, both ministers and preachers. And I can call them anytime and sit there and talk about things because they're always available. And they call me and talk to me about things as well. But having that shared ability and the comfortability to be able to share things. And you give these people a shout out because I always say, give them or give us our flowers while we yet live. Don't wait till we leave here, then start doing it. And when you're going through a healing process, let those individuals know by recognizing. Some people say, I don't want to be recognized, but you know what? Being able to recognize and put smiles on their face because they know what I'm doing, I'm being appreciated at that. So that's so important. I want to give a shout out to Laura Forbes that's joined us, and she typed in things that Kimberly's saying that, and Lisa knows that she's been, you know, truly Lisa's true friend, and she's been, it's nearly 30 years they've been friends, along with Lauren Forbes. She talked about, you know, we are speaking the truth, but they're also friends. So those are in addition. Sandra Drayton is joining us as well. Thank you. Dana S. Harry, 125, is joining us, along with Joy underscore Lala, and she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We're getting to the point we're about to close this segment down. It's been awesome, but I want to give a shout out to Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace, another one of our sponsors. They're giving me a good slap to the head for not mentioning that, you know, they have some of the best soap perfume scents in Central Alabama. And I have several. They sent several, some, these won't be sampled, but they're easy. It's some calming lavender sea salt, along with some goat milk lotion. And we have it here, and I have the mini soap that they have for me. And I appreciate it. I'm showing everybody. But if you want to get any of these items, I have a list of several things. Because I have them at hand, I want to be able to. That's
lavender soap.
Baby Sun. And you can call Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. That's Ms. Jennifer Jackson, 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. You can just find Jennifer Jackson, Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel, and you can connect with Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Thank you so much. And also, we want to give a shout out to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, being a partner with what we're doing here. As we begin to do our social action projects, we want to make sure this network is bringing in everybody to be a part of it. And brothers of Jonas and Sorrow of the Jonas and friends and family, we thank you so much. Give a shout out to 1993 underscore Sigma that's joining us, and they make sure they put Blue Fire on, as you know, you know. So we really appreciate everybody joining us. It's been an awesome show tonight. And we're going to come back, and whether Lisa ready for it or not, and I hope her voice is right, coming back on Wednesday coming up. And the reason why, because it's the first Wednesday. We want to do this show on the first and third Wednesday. And what happened, you know, we're working with our host with the most, and we're going to make sure. So, yes, we're doing it this week, but this is the fifth. Remember, this is the fifth week of the month. So it's 5 weeks in April. So that means we're going to come back next week, Lisa, and we're going to come back if you're able to roll, and we're going to still address some healing process. Try to fit some more people to join us. If you know some people want to jump on Zoom, we're going to get this
link
out, and they can come in and talk.
Lauren will come on. Lauren works with, maybe Lauren or Kim will want to come on.
Okay. That'll be awesome. We're going to give a shout out to Husband Father Sigma out of Dallas-Fort Worth area for joining us, the Brother Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, shared his thoughts. And truly, we thank you so much, my brother, for being a part of. Lisa, as we close it out, any closing words or parting thoughts that you have for individuals before we completely shut it out?
All right. One, make sure you take care of your health. Self-care is a must. Make sure your kids are receiving self-care. Two, and my uncle always just told me this from a very young age. Your feelings are never wrong. Please don't discount anybody's feelings. And he's one of my go-tos because he always validates my feelings, which, you know, we have a very good special relationship. Don't discount someone's feelings. Try to be supportive. If someone's not in a good space, maybe they're negative, and sometimes I've gotten that way. Okay, let the person be where they're at. Let the person be with their emotions. And just be there for them and know there's therapy, there's acupuncture, there's yoga, there's walks. I take long walks. When I get off, I'm going to go walk again and put my music on. I meditate every night before bed. I do about 10 minutes of yoga before bed. Try to find techniques that work for you, even Pilates, going to the gym. There's so many things that you can do that will help you through the healing process. And practicing mindfulness, validating your own feelings. You know, we can't always rely on other people, but show empathy, guys, because I can't teach empathy.
Nope.
One thing I can't teach is empathy so much, especially with grown-ups. But make sure we take care of our children. They need us. We need to be good role models for them. I tell them, hey, I get anxious, and I do all these things I teach you, you know. And then, you know, it makes them feel better when they know when you have also been through something. So don't feel as bad. And don't ever let a child feel bad or alone. And I have teachers that say, I will be your friend. That's one of my babies. I have different shirts, you know, peace begins with me. But one of them, and I'll have more made, I will be your friend. So you always have a friend with my yoga program. I have phenomenal teachers that teach with me. We're all trauma-informed trained. It's just good to be there and be supportive. And I'm just going to keep saying that over and over. Feelings are not wrong. Coping skills, whatever works for you. And just sometimes just sitting next to somebody can make somebody feel better.
Exactly.
Just sit with them.
Exactly.
Thank
you so much, Lisa. And she worked through it because she had lost her voice last week, and she slowly managed to work it back, and she did an awesome job. And what we're going to do is, like I say, if you're interested in part of the panel on next Wednesday night, DM me to let me know. And see, one time we attempted this, not so much, we opened it up and everybody come on was kind of crazy. But one thing about Zoom now, Zoom won't let you, you know, if you can't get posted on, not Zoom, but Facebook, you just can't post it and everybody can see it because they said they protected your interest on that. And truly, I thank each and every one of them who's a part of that. But we will have, if you just DM me on at Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith, or send me a message to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And also with Lisa, on her end, you can contact her. You got a way to connect with her. You basically she'll post it, and you'll get a chance to see how you can cut. She's gonna give you the link, but she's gonna post how you can contact. Let her know as well as let me know that you want to be a part of it. You let her know that, just let me know as well, because she's the host with the most. Also, I give a shout out. I said something about these two guys. They're my LB, my line brothers, and I said they are pastors and ministers. But I want to give a shout out to Dr. Bob Nelson Little over there at Panola, Alabama, Galilee Baptist Church, as well as Brother Rory Kent Sr. He's in Montgomery, Alabama, and those two young men is always supported. And we thank him so much for being a part of that. And everybody else that's a part of this, we want to give a shout out to you, give you truly a hand clap, because it's important that you understand that a hand clap means a lot to everyone because you know you're being appreciated. So, you know, I have a, on my setup, I have actually a hand clap, and I want to touch that hand clap right quick because, you know what, it's important that we give each other a hand clap for what we're doing, what we're giving for the success of being the individual we are. Make it do what it do. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag it's a mindset.
Right.
And we got to do make sure we do all those things. It's important. I truly, truly want to thank each and everyone. We could not be successful unless we had individuals globally out of 38 countries join us from time to time. Thank you so much. Truly, truly. Lauren, thank you as well. She said, thank you. Great show. Thank you so much. We're humble on this end, Lisa and I. And we're truly excited about having it. But we will be back for sure live on next Wednesday. And if you want to come in here and offer your ideas through Zoom, make contact with Lisa, the host with the most. You know how most of folks know how to connect with her. They want to DM and so on. And connecting with me, you can go through Dr. L.D. Alberto Smith on Facebook. DM me on that along with my email, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Tomorrow we have our Love Cafe at 6 o'clock. We'll be giving away that to Orlando, which is right now three nights and four days. We're going to take care of the hotel, and you'll get a chance to select through the activation process. I'm telling you, it is good to be able to be here with you. Give a shout-out to George M. Scott Jr., member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Join us. Thank you, George. We're about to close, but we appreciate you joining us and being a part of Healing from Trauma. So everybody, till the night, and I'm telling you, my heart is bubbling with joy because God has blessed us to be our 6th year doing this to share and to hear individuals say they appreciate us doing this because it's helping individuals. Truly, the brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, partnered with WDSW Radio, co-sponsoring our shows as well. We just can't do it without our hands up. And tell you we love you from our heart. It's not enough time we can say that. We're going to say it a lot. And as I close out like always, you know what I always say? At least I always say it because I'm so passionate about it. I'm so passionate. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.